from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
There is a poll up at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. You can vote on. You can also text us on the Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, or after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com or in the YouTube comments, youtube.com/1080AM, The Fan. Are the Oregon Ducks deserving of the number 3 ranking in the preseason college football coaches poll? Yes or no? We're keeping it simple on this one.
Yeah, there isn't enough forced leniency being done in this poll.
No, we're making you choose a side. That's what we're supposed to do here.
Okay.
We're forcing you to pick a direction, damn it. There is a lot of people that are skeptical of Oregon at 3 and the hype that is around the University of Oregon and their team heading into the 2024 season. And when you look at a team from a year ago that had 2 losses on the season, both of them to the national runner-up, the University of Washington, in the regular season and in the conference championship game, they didn't get a great measuring stick in the Fiesta Bowl, obviously, playing Liberty and just absolutely running them into the ground in Arizona. But you look at the way that Oregon has gone about building their roster over the last handful of years, and the fact that you have a coaching staff that stayed together relatively well.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of Carlos Lachlan, he moves on. He goes to Ohio State kind of later in the cycle.
Yeah.
You lost a couple of strength and conditioning coaches, and they move on. Mississippi State, I believe, is where they went to. And they got better positions. They upgraded their lot in life by going somewhere else. They keep both their coordinators.
Which is important in today's day and age because those are the ones that get pilfered.
You did not get pilfered in the transfer portal.
No.
And I think that this is where a lot of the hype around the Oregon program has gone to. The uptick in recruiting over the last handful of years has afforded Oregon to keep stockpiling talent.
Yep.
You look especially at the edge rusher positions last year where they rotated 3 freshmen in on the edges, and then they had Jordan Birch, who returns for another year in Eugene. There is confidence and stability there. But I think where Oregon is getting a big bump is look no further than the transfer portal rankings from a year ago. Look at the College Football Top 25 preseason coaches poll, and you go down the list. They are all teams that either bring back a lot of guys in that top 5 or were wildly successful in the transfer portal in acquiring talent, in talent acquisition. Whether it is Georgia, who returns a quarterback in Carson Beck, which not a lot of guys are returning.
No.
At quarterback.
No. You take a look at this quarterback class. There's a reason why Shedeur Sanders keeps coming up as kind of one of the top quarterbacks in this class. It's one, he's talented. Two, it's kind of a barren landscape of quarterback in the cycle.
3 of the top 5 teams, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, they all bring back their quarterback from a year ago with Carson Beck, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers, right? The other 2, Ohio State and Oregon, went out and they got what was perceived as the 2 best available quarterbacks in the transfer portal in Will Howard and Dylan Gabriel. Most important position in football, they did a really good job of going there. But then you look at Oregon, they had the 2nd best transfer portal rankings of any team in college football last year.
And I'd say, as it pertains to Gabriel, it's not just the talent level that they brought in with Gabriel that made sense. Dylan Gabriel stylistically makes sense. It's at Oregon, I don't think you need to have the pro-style quarterback. I think that with the coordinators they've had, whether it be Dillingham or Stein, they take these multifaceted quarterbacks who have – I think the thing they look for is processing and accuracy. Mm-hmm. I think those are the two things, if you put a gun to their head, that they would say that they prioritize more than anything.
I think experience, too, when you look at Dylan Gabriel, will be the guy who unseats Bo Nix as the most starts in college football history by the end of this year.
When we had him on for Big Ten Media Days, the thing I asked him was, the change and coming into a new system and being at UCF, being at Oklahoma, now being at Oregon, how do you take and implement those things? I think what they've shown, again, whether it's Dillingham or Stein, taking things from Bo's past and kind of bringing that into what Oregon does best on both sides of the ball, playing complementary football. And this is where, when you were out, it might have been at Duck Media Day, or I gave the Ducks the credit and the benefit of the doubt. Even though they're changing over at quarterback, even though they lose their top wide receiver, even though mm-hmm. they've lost guys on both sides of the ball, they've shown that over the last 3-4 years, that if they lose those guys, they don't only replace those guys, they sometimes get better. Mm-hmm. And I think what you had in Oregon in the past was when a great player came and went, it was this chasm of a black hole that they just struggled to fill. Now that's not the case.
And I think they did that in a variety of positions, right? Like in along those lines, right? You go out and you lose Troy Franklin to the draft mm-hmm. and you go and you replace him with Evan Stewart, former five-star receiver.
Probably a better talent.
from a talent perspective, yeah. You lose Bo Nix. Not only do you get Dylan Gabriel, but then you also get Dante Moore, where you have depth and you're kind of backloading your roster. They revamp their secondary. And in the revamp of their secondary, they go out and they get Jabbar Muhammad from the University of Washington. You also went out and got Cam Alexander from UT San Antonio. Kobe Savage, which you got from the Kansas State University. On the defensive line, out goes guys like Casey Rogers and Brandon Dorlis. In come Jamari Caldwell and Derek Harmon, guys who have experience playing at the highest level, and the drop-off is not that mm-hmm. bad, right? You're also backfilling a lot of positions, and that is where I think a lot of the hype around Oregon is that the era of the transfer portal, right? Washington's not even ranked in the top 25 this year mm-hmm. because Kalen DeBoer left, their entire offense left. Jed Fish came in, and Jed Fish is going to do a phenomenal job at Washington. But I believe it. He is a damn good head coach. He has assembled a very good staff, and he can recruit his butt off. But they had a drop-off with guys like Jabbar Muhammad entering the transfer portal, guys going to the NFL, head coach leaves. There's a lot that is in flux. Alabama had the exact same thing, right? Nick Saban leaves, and you're sitting there and you're going, Alabama, they're a blue blood. They keep bringing Kalen DeBoer. They only drop down to fifth, right?
It's nuts. I'm looking at UW's transfer class. 28.
Yeah.
28.
They had to. They had to bring experience in.
But they also, they brought in a ton of talent.
Yeah, but you are, and I think this is going back to why people are so high on Oregon. It wasn't just that they brought in 14 guys. It was the level of talent that they brought in behind them. Because Washington, they bring in 28 guys from the portal. They have the 11th rated transfer portal rankings. And look, recruiting rankings, you can throw them out because you don't really know exactly how guys are going to develop and what staffs are manipulating. But the transfer portal, a lot of what these guys have and who they are. I think that's why you look at Ohio State as being really high up in this cycle as well, because they upgraded their quarterback room and they went in the portal and they backfilled their holes. They improved their staff leaps and bounds. The hard part about the transfer portal era is that from year to year, you can have teams that make these monumental jumps, and it has been a build under Lanning and Oregon to get to a point where they've backfilled their roster with high school recruits and now the transfer portal to be depth-wise. You look at it and you go, you can see why the hype is there. Because where is the holes on Oregon's roster?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Best thing is, I don't think that you're going to find one you're like, that's the thing. That's because I remember Duck fans downplaying Jabbar Muhammad coming into the last season is like, I don't know if he's really going to be that guy, you know, for, you know, he could be a good corner. And then by the end of that season, it was, oh, he's really, really good. And that guy comes in, and now he's your guy. And again, there's a change there. But if I was going to look at something, I would have gone, oh, the Ducks secondary is probably a spot that I would look at. And you look at who's actually back there now, and you go, well, they got an absolute monster in the transfer portal, and they continue to develop and put guys in a position to succeed.
I think the chemistry continuity in the back end of the defense is something that will be a work in progress as Oregon starts the year. But when you start the season with Idaho, Boise State, and Oregon State,
it allows that,
and then UCLA, that continuity and chemistry has the affords them the time to grow together. I think that is huge for Oregon coming out of the gate this year. I also think the same can be said with the offensive line, where you have Poncho coming in at center, and you think of the where Oregon has gone with that center position. I mean, you go from Alex Forsythe to JPJ, and now you have Poncho, who has never played the center position before. There is going to be an adjustment period through there, but we saw him play very effectively in the Fiesta Bowl against Liberty. Liberty is not going to be, you know, the heart or the teeth of a Big Ten defense, but at the same time, the same thing we said about the back end of the defense, or back end of the defense, you can say up front on the offensive line, where you have experience, you have veterans that are in there, and you can work through some stuff with that learning curve of making your checks, making sure guys are in the right spot. The center position, there's a lot on his plate. But when you bring in an experienced quarterback behind him and you have experience on both sides of him of the offensive line, you can afford to grow through that in those first 4 weeks of the season. So for those that are saying, where's this hype coming from? Oregon hasn't really done anything. It's talent acquisition.
Yeah.
It's continuity with your coaching staff, and it's development and growth of the roster that people have seen over the last 2 years of Dan Lanning as the head coach.
Regardless of how you feel about Oregon, good, bad, or otherwise, there is one metric that it has been successful in evaluating college football teams. It's the total score when you talk about the accumulation of talent.
Yeah.
It is the overwhelming thing, whether you talk to Dave Bartu and College Football Matrix, like the most telling thing you can do is over a 5-year period, what does your talent look like?
Yep.
And what Oregon has been able to do is bring in more talent, weed out guys that aren't their fit or don't live up to their standards. Who's the best player that they lost in the transfer portal?
That they lost in the portal?
I was just looking through it. Is it Triquez?
Triquez Bridges, who started at corner for them in spots. You could look at him.
Dowdell?
No. No. They in the portal, they did not lose anybody.
They lost 20 guys, but like of those 20 guys, like...
I would say, because at the time it was a concern when Ben Roberts left and went to Michigan State, because you were hoping that you would see him kind of fill those shoes on the defensive line. But No. I mean, Brian Addison is a guy who we thought he would, he was like that guy that, hey, maybe this is going to be the week or the year that he pops. Yeah. And then all of a sudden there was that game at, I think it was at Washington.
Was it Washington, right?
Where we saw him leave the game and
never
saw him again.
Yeah.
Never saw him again.
But I mean, but my point being, they're not, there's not the defections. This isn't, because you can say, well, the talent accumulation, look at Texas A&M. Well, Texas A&M was springing leaks everywhere. And every cycle, more, they bring some guys in, but they'd lose three five-stars. You know,
right.
It was, they're bringing in, they're retaining it, they're growing it. I don't want to say it because it sounds dirty, but they've gotten rid of some fake five-stars.
Yeah.
They've gone through the churn, and they've kept real. And this is the thing that I have always been critical of the Ducks of, is that they didn't have that beef. They didn't have the interior on either side. Now they do.
Yeah.
And with that, look at the teams that are in the top right now. Whether it's Georgia, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Michigan, whether it's Texas. Guess what they all have? They're all strong in the interior. And
big boys up front matter, man.
And it's not one line. It's depth.
Yeah.
That is a thing that Oregon historically has just never had, and now they do, and they're getting rightfully the credit for doing it.
Yeah, and look, Mario Cristobal deserves a ton of credit for making Oregon a cool place to go if you're a lineman. Because, look, let's make no mistake about it, the Stormtrooper uniforms look really good on the skill position guys. But those all-whites, they do not.
No, they're not
they're
great.
They're not flattering on the big fellas.
No, that you look like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with a freaking reflective decal.
But Mario Cristobal got those big fellas to come out on both sides of the football. And then Dan Lanning has taken that and continued to grow and build off it. And I think that when you look at the guys that he's brought in on their coaching staff, whether it's Alik Terry with NFL experience on the offensive line, they bring in an assistant, Mike Cavanaugh, with decades of experience as an offensive line coach and producing NFL talent on offensive lines at Oregon State, Syracuse, Nebraska, Hawaii, everywhere he's been. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you bring in Tui Oti, who guys love and guys want to ride for and play for on the defensive line. And then, oh, by the way, high-end defensive players, they want to go and play for a defensive-minded head coach, you know? And then the fact that you're able to keep
Will Stein. Oh, so you matter?
Yeah, so it matters. So it matters. But the Ducks are third in the coaches' preseason poll. And at Danny and Dusty on Twitter, we have the poll up. Are the Ducks deserving of the number three ranking in the preseason college football coaches' poll? Yes or no? 59.5% of respondents so far say yes. 40.5% say no. Go and vote at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. All is right in the world. It feels good. Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.